In this bulletin, the federal government defends its allocation of sports grants. The United States and China sign their long-awaited trade deal, and a woman to referee an A-League match for the first time this weekend. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Agriculture Minister Bridget McKenzie has defended her allocation of $100 million in community sports grants during her time as sports minister. It follows an Australian National Audit Office review which deemed the federal government misused the money and gave most of the grants to key coalition marginal election seats during the 2019 election. Senator McKenzie says she's done nothing wrong.
The Auditor General's report is really, really clear. No rules were broken. Every single one of those 684 projects that was funded was eligible. And I would have loved to have nearly $400 million to have funded every single eligible project.
Labor MP Tony Burke says Senator McKenzie must resign. He's also accused Prime Minister Scott Morrison of having a role in the awarding of grants.
There is no doubt Bridget McKenzie needs to go. You can't get a report like that and remain a minister in the Commonwealth Government. It also says something about Scott Morrison. Bridget McKenzie was doing exactly what Scott Morrison wants, to treat taxpayers' money as a personal marketing fund for Scott Morrison.
Moving overseas, and US President Donald Trump says the signing of the US-China interim trade deal will bring about a more stable and peaceful world. The deal brings a truce to an 18-month trade war between the two countries. China has pledged to boost US imports by $200 million US dollars above 2017 levels and strengthen intellectual property rules. In exchange, the US has agreed to halve some of the new tariffs it has imposed on Chinese products. Mr. Trump says it's an historic deal and an important step for the two countries' relationship.
I want to thank President Xi, a very, very good friend of mine. We're representing different countries. Our negotiations were tough, honest, open, and respectful, leading us to this really incredible breakthrough. Most people thought this could never happen.
China's Vice President Li Hu says he expects big gains from the deal.
This is a mutually beneficial and win-win agreement. It will bring about stable economic growth, promote world peace and prosperity, and is in the interest of the producers, consumers and investors in both countries.
An Australian man freed after spending more than a month detained in Tokyo is calling for an overhaul of the country's family custody system. Scott McIntyre, a sports journalist based in Tokyo and former SBS reporter, was arrested on charges of trespassing when he went to his estranged in-law's apartment building to look for his children, whom he said he's not seen for months. He was released on bail last week after pleading guilty to the charges and was yesterday given a suspended six-month prison sentence. Unlike most developed countries, Japan has no joint custody system after divorce. Mr. McIntyre says his story is like many parents in Japan who lose access to children after their partners take them away.
The state of Japan have failed me and have failed other parents in providing any information or any access to our children. And when we try out of frustration to ascertain this information, we are the ones that are arrested and detained and placed in appalling conditions and tortured.
Prosecutors said Mr. McIntyre's wife claimed physical violence by Mr. McIntyre towards their daughter, which he denies. Heavy rain and thunderstorms in Melbourne have done little to extinguish fires burning in Victoria's Alpine and Gippsland regions. Firefighters had hoped the rain would help them contain fires burning across the state, many which have been burning since late November. The Bureau of Meteorology says Melbourne should also brace for a return to smoky conditions, with storms rain providing only a temporary reprieve to air quality. To football, and Kate Jacobitz will be the first female referee in an A-League match when she takes charge in the Melbourne City versus Newcastle Jets match on Saturday. The 34-year-old became the first female appointed to the A-League referees panel last August, and she'll now make history after being appointed to take the whistle at Amy Park. She was one of 75 referees appointed by the Women's World Cup in France last year, where she refereed two matches and was fourth official in another two. She also refereed a record 9 W League Grand Finals, as well as the FFA Cup matches. A look at tomorrow's weather. Partly cloudy in Perth, 30 degrees. Sunny for you in Adelaide and 25. It's cloudy in Melbourne tomorrow, 22. Partly cloudy in Hobart, a cool 17. Showers for the capital, Canberra, 23. In Wollongong, showers with a possible storm, 21. Much the same in Sydney, 23 for you. And the Newcastle, similar conditions. In Brisbane, there'll be showers as well, 29. A possible shower for Cairns, 35. And partly cloudy in Darwin, 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.